Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I am so grateful that you are listening, subscribing, commenting. I appreciate the support. I'm so grateful to all of you. And as I get closer to 10,000 subscribers, I can't actually believe that I'm getting close to it. And so I'm appreciating all of the subscribers that joined me in the beginning when I was not that well known, I guess. And thank you for that. In today's video, I wanted to speak to you about what is the best meditation for an INFJ. A bunch of you have asked me this question, and a bunch of you said, you know, should I try TM, you know, transcendental meditation, or should I do breath meditation? Should I do this or that? And I was kind of going through all the different meditations that I've done in my past and that I do right now. And I would say the best one I think, according to all the things I know about us and about INFJs in general, I think the best one for us would be body scan meditation. Yeah, body scan meditation. It's a very simple meditation to do, actually. I think it's one of the easiest ones to do. And I think it's really useful for us in many different ways. So first I'll tell you what it's about, and then I'll tell you why it's good for us, why I believe it's good for us, the best one for INFJs. So basically, in a body scan meditation, you're lying on the ground or lying in your bed, lying on a flat surface. Your arms are apart from you and the palms are up, so they're on the ground apart. And your legs are apart and relaxed. And every muscle in your body is just as relaxed as possible, as relaxed as you can make it. Of course, you're going to hold some tension in your shoulders or on your belly according to who you are, but try to be as relaxed on the ground as possible and you're lying there. Eyes are closed if you're comfortable with that. Some people have trauma in their past and they're unable to do that, so try as much as possible to close your eyes or to have them half open. And then what you're trying to do is you're trying to scan your body. Basically, what you're doing is you're relaxing each part of your body one by one, little by little, from down to up and left to right. So you start with your left toes and you relax your left toes. And then the top of the foot, the bottom of the left foot, and then your left ankle, and then your left calf and shin, then your left knee. And then you go up all the way to your left hip. You do that and you relax your left leg. You start with the right leg and right toes. Again, go all the way up and then you go to your arms. So left arm, left, right arm, pelvic floor, pelvis, abdomen, belly, and then all the way up to your lungs and chest, and then your lower back, upper back, middle back, your neck, nape, throat, and then your face, one by one. Your cheeks, your jaw, your tongue, your nose, your eyebrows, your forehead, temples, your scalp, your skull. And then you're going through it little by little, and you try to go as slowly as possible, so you're really feeling each part of your body, and you're really trying to feel each part of your body. And you're doing it in your own pace, in your own time. And if you're doing this before bed, like before you're going falling asleep, so you're doing it in bed, you'll notice that this will really help you release a lot of anxiety because you're kind of coming into your body and moving away from your head. And again, that's one of the things that we really need to do as an INFJ, is to move away from our head and into our bodies. It'll really help you release a lot of anxiety. And I've noticed that it really helps me sleep like a baby. Like, I'll just fall asleep. A lot of times I'll fall asleep in the middle of the meditation, which is absolutely fine. It's absolutely acceptable to fall asleep in the middle of your meditation. It's more important for you to sleep and get proper sleep rather than do a meditation, in my opinion, because sleep is so important to all of the physiological and psychological functions of our body. And so if you fall asleep in the middle of it, cool, perfect. You're going to get a really good nice night of sleep, or at least you will be able to fall into deep sleep very fast and very easily, right? Of course, if you go through the whole thing, you will feel at the end of it extremely relaxed, extremely in your body. You're going to feel each part of your body. And if you have any aches or pains in your body, perhaps your knees hurting or your lower back, really send a lot of love to that area and really send a lot of attention and consciousness to that area. And you'll notice that the pain will dissipate a little bit. Not completely, perhaps. Perhaps completely as well. But it will dissipate a little bit at least. So that is the meditation. Very easy to do. You can do it at any time, any point. You can do it when you wake up in the morning. But I think the best time for this is before bed. Because it really helps you sleep so deeply. Also, it's really good for our mind-body connection. And you guys know, I've done many videos on this. Our mind-body connection as an INFJ is or can be terrible unless we do something physical on a daily basis like yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong or dance or something that moves our body and makes us be in our bodies, which a lot of INFJs don't because we're mostly intellectuals. If you do that, then of course your mind-body connection is going to be awesome. But if you don't, then this body scan meditation is perfect for you. Perfect, perfect. And as I said, insomnia is another thing that affects us a lot because, as I said, we spend all of our time overthinking and not in our bodies. And so it helps us bring us back into our bodies, into our body's intelligence. Our body is 10 times, 100 times more intelligent and knows a lot more than our minds do, but we don't give it credit. And so this body scan meditation brings you back into your body. It helps you connect with your heart and your intuition, your imagination. And it's one of the best things you can do for yourself. Another thing that I notice about INFJs is that they have a lot of fear and anxiety in their bodies. Obviously, we hold a lot of fear and anxiety in general. Everyone does. But because we are more anxious beings and we have a lot of social anxiety, a lot of anxiety disorders perhaps, or just anxiety in general, because we have a lot of fears, we spend a lot of time in our heads, there is a lot of fear and anxiety stored in our body, perhaps in our hips, in our heart, in our shoulders. And what this helps you, this body scan meditation helps you do, is that it really helps you hone in on those sources of anxiety or fear or whatever you're holding into your body and helps you relax it a little bit. Not completely, perhaps, But it helps you relax it a little bit. Over time, you can relax it completely. But little by little, you're able to let go of that tension, and that really helps a lot. It helps you in your daily life, but also helps you sleep better. It helps you be less anxious. It helps you be more relaxed. It helps you not really, close yourself off and be more open. There's a lot of benefits to that. And so I absolutely recommend that you do this, hopefully once a day, if not at least 2 or 3 times a week, but especially if you're feeling extremely anxious. So you guys know, how you have these moments where all of a sudden something hits us, something from the past, something from the future, something from the present, something happens, and all of a sudden we are a ball of anxiety. We cannot even move. We're so filled with anxiety that we're stuttering, we're shivering with it. And so when you get into that mode of being in just anxiety state, you're just filled with it. What I recommend you do is that you take the time, if you can, unless you're driving or something, take the time to lie down on a flat surface, or even sitting up. If you're at the office, you can find a closed room and just sit in your chair and scan your body. And that in itself, so you don't need to be lying down for this, which I should have mentioned earlier. You can do it while you're sitting up. It's easier, obviously, when you're lying down, of course, yeah? But if you're in the office and you're feeling a lot of anxiety, or you're in the bus going somewhere and you're feeling a lot of anxiety, or anything like that, what I recommend is just sit down in your chair, close your eyes if you have the time to do it, and do a body scan meditation. Of course, you're not going to be able to relax completely, perhaps, but at least just going through the motions of going through each part of your body and noticing it, observing it, sending it consciousness, and relaxing it, you will notice that at the end of it, it should be maybe 5, 10 minutes. You'll feel so much more relaxed. A lot of that anxiety that you were feeling will dissipate on its own without you doing anything, without you figuring out why you're anxious. Because, as I said, a lot of our anxiety is really displaced anxiety. It has no real meaning to it, and there's no real reason for it. And so you're feeling anxious and you're like, I have no idea. Everything seems fine. Why am I feeling anxious? Well, it's probably because you've been spending way too much time in your head, you haven't been taking care of yourself. And just doing this 5, 10 minute meditation and really self-care, caring for yourself, really will help you reduce that level of anxiety and help you come back into your body, which is exactly what every INFJ needs. I think if an INFJ could just do this every single day, twice a day sometimes, if they need it, if you're really anxious, you'd really notice a big difference in the way you perceive the world, in the way the world perceives you, and in the way you just kind of move through the world. You'll notice you're more relaxed, more calm, and you'll notice that things that used to bother you before don't bother you as much anymore. And also, in general, you will feel more connected to your body, which in itself is a great thing. As I said, our body's intelligence is far more superior to our mind's intelligence. And so you'll get a lot more information from being connected to your body than you would ever get from your mind. Intuition will pop up more, and in general, you'll notice your aches and pains more, and you'll just be more connected to this beautiful source of wisdom that you have attached to your head. Our head is not the only part of our body that knows. In fact, our body knows more than our head does. And so we can take advantage of this by doing a body scan meditation on a daily basis. So I hope this helps. I hope that you will, if you haven't already tried a body scan meditation, I hope you will try it. It is one of the funnest things you can do, the most relaxing, peaceful, content things you can do, I think. It really creates so much peace and contentment within me and so much joy. It literally, just connecting with your body is, it gives me at least a lot of joy, and I'm sure it'll give you a lot of joy as well. So I hope you try it. And if you have any questions, obviously, you can comment below. I shall see you guys in the next video. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
'Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.